All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, you know, I really get more and more frightened about the future and the prospects of this nation. I really, truly do. Because when you have people who argue about things that they know nothing about, you know, and have not even taken the time to figure out how things work in this country, and then they want to argue with you, when you bring up a factual point to them, and that doesn't even enter into their conversation or into their minds, the prospects for the future of the nation are nil. And so that's where we sit right now in this country. People who don't even understand the issues, but who are ready to go all in with their opinions that aren't based on facts. It's one thing to have an opinion, right? I mean, everybody's entitled to an opinion. But if all you have is an opinion that you haven't even done any research on the subject matter that you're talking about, then what good is your opinion? Listen, you know, do a little reading first, where you can then develop an opinion on the subject matter, and then we can have a conversation. But for heaven's sakes, to just throw your opinion out and act as if it's fact and you haven't even based it on any knowledge or information, it's foolhardy. Who do we have up next, Sam?
Dave's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? You know, we were talking about educators, but, you know, we got sidetracked. What do you say?
I'd like to talk about the educators. Because, Earl, Gary is either from another planet or he's trying to gaslight you. Because I concur with you. Over the last 30 years, I've observed the demonization of our teachers. I'm a product of a public school system in Milwaukee, and I, almost without exception, all of the teachers were heroes to me. They were fantastic, and I felt like I had a fantastic education. So, but I've, like you, I've been noticing the demonization of teachers over all these decades, and I couldn't figure out what is the objective. It's a concerted effort by the right wing. And so this is what I think. They can't stand our children being educated with a secular education. They want to demonize our teachers, to turn public opinion against our public school system, to defund it, destroy it, so that all of our tax dollars will go to religious private schools. So that the children will then be indoctrinated with, right wing or whatever propaganda they want. That is the objective.
Hey, David, you are right on point. You know, it's and so now, where do you go? There is a shortage of educators all over the nation. And it's not like, again, you can snap the finger and all of a sudden educators are going to come back. What do they think is going to happen in the long run? Very few young people who are graduating wind up going into education because they don't want to be vilified anymore.
Right.
And I haven't heard that from Democrats. You are right. At the same time, there's been this assault, an attack on public education, and nothing good comes out of public education. So, and if the conservatives who call here, the conservatives who who may be listening, or conservatives who listen to right-wing media, don't understand and can't believe that this has come from the conservative movement, then, you know, I don't know what else to say to them, David. They have missed the boat on all of it.
They're living in a bubble.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sam, where do we go next?
Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately. Second, people love their guns more than they love their children. Just want to let that sit there. People love their guns more than they actually love their children. What a sad state of affairs that is. When it comes to this education issue, first off, teachers are paid. I'm from a family of teachers. Teachers are paid low pay, and the pay is getting lower, number one. In Wisconsin, Act 10 basically destroyed the union, which was the only type of protection that a person had as teachers. Teachers went into the
Tom, who created Act 10, Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans. Scott Walker.
Right. I know.
To be exact. And my family members lost $10,000 a year off their salary from Act 10. So, of course, that makes them hostile, doesn't make them. I mean, people go into teaching because of the love of teaching. People go into medical because of the love of being a doctor and helping people. These are professions, especially teachers and nurses, that are not paid a hell of a lot of money. When you have occupations that are not paid a hell of a lot of money, these are not the people that are getting the tax breaks for the billionaires. So therefore, the Republicans are so upset because of the fact that they don't have somebody spewing their propaganda every day as a teacher. So therefore, they want to go ahead and destroy the public education system and privatize it like they want to privatize everything. These guys, first off, I want to apologize to the gentleman. I was born in 1968. I was born in 1970. our civics was absolutely destroyed by Ronald Reagan.
Did you hear what he was trying to debate?
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely incredible. And like I said, if it wasn't for, my future teachings, through Tom Hartman and people like Randy Rhodes and people like this, I would not understand some of the stuff about government. I've become a student later in life because of this, because we didn't learn it in school. And honestly, there were a lot of kids that really didn't want to learn it either. So, I mean, but the thing is, Ronald Reagan dumbed down the country, put Bill Barr in charge of, the education system, which just basically tore the whole public education
system apart. Hey, Tom, that guy knew about the Federal Reserve Act. He knew about that, but he didn't know what that meant.
Because, Earl, here's the problem on the right. First off, we should be calling, instead of
the
Fox
right.
being called news, which they're not, but they're called fake news. That's what they should really be called. We should take Donald Trump's wording back from him and call Fox what it is. It's fake news. And that's why people get fake facts. And if we can't even agree upon facts, I mean, I'll tell you what, you have progressives and Democrats that call your show, and we have no problem criticizing our party and criticizing the money in politics and criticizing Joe Biden. Have you ever heard a conservative ever call in and say a negative thing about their side?
No, that's but listen.
They're robots.
If you are getting your information from, and I was listening to a conservative talk show guy yesterday, and he was saying that CNN, MSNBC, and all of those entities are biased and they're not journalists. And, you know, but we say, hey, we're not journalists either, but we say that up front. Well, What the hell are you talking about? How can you point your finger at anybody else when you are exactly doing the same thing that they're doing?
Then they should be called Fox Opinion. They should. MSNBC doesn't call themselves news. CNN doesn't call themselves
I know,
news.
But they were criticizing those entities, and they're doing the same thing.
Right.
I know.
And they're all corporate, and they're all corporate. Watch the commercials during the TV shows, and you'll find out where it is that the money's going to these corporate media entities. I mean, we just need to get back to, hey, who, what, when, why, where, and we need to get back to facts.
Well,
the thing is, I can criticize MSNBC. Do you think that these guys can criticize anything that they see on fake news?
So this shows just, you know, what Fox News really is. With
fake
all
news.
The criticisms that they have about everything, they won't be showing any conversations about January 6th.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I mean, that should tell you.
And I'd like to ask a conservative, Earl, I'd like to ask a conservative question. Who is it that would want to go into teaching right now?
That's the point.
And tell me, why would you want to go into teaching? And I'll tell you another thing. These conservatives, and yes, conservatives, that have pushed for the destruction of the public education system, better be very careful. People like Gary, CJ, all of these people that have maybe their own business or whatever it might be, better be careful, because the teachers will run circles around you and take your business and start running their own business with the skills that they've learned to be a teacher, and will wipe you off the map in terms of your business.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much
for
the call, man. Thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll go back to the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.